It's Casey driving. It's right here with me, Brad, banging out all the hits because it's always about the music and only the music that you love. Now, let's turn our attention to our first topic, as mentioned earlier, for this afternoon's KC Drive show. Now, we are just days away, of course, from the end of the tax year on the 28th of February. And as we know, for many of us, money is tight, obviously. Now, the reality is that very few of us are saving enough for something called retirement. And many have even dipped into their savings over the past year, which is a dangerous thing to do, of course. On the line, we have an expert by the name of Erica Lievenberg. She's joining us on the phone to talk to us about some practical tax smart steps that we can take still before the end of the deadline. Erica, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Brad. Good to join you. I'm absolutely fine. Looking forward to discussing this topic. I think it's a stitch in time at the end of the financial year, just a couple of days away. So glad to be joining you.
Absolutely. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast as usual, of course. So let's get into the first one this afternoon, Erica. We hear that only a small percentage of South Africans, as we mentioned in the introduction, are saving properly for retirement. Why is this such a concern at the moment?
Yeah, in fact, Brad, only 6% of South Africans can afford to retire comfortably.
Wow.
Meaning that 94% of South Africans face significant financial challenges, or they can't afford to retire at all. And often we see people being forced to work well into their 70s or 80s. And, you know, while you might want to stay productive, it's not nice to feel forced to do that. And, of course, we can't rely on our health as we age. That's a huge concern. Mm. And over 50% of South Africa's retirees cannot make ends meet. And many of them have little to no savings. So it's an extremely alarming situation. And what we found in our recent survey with Just Money, the Money and Me survey, 41% of respondents don't have a retirement annuity at all. So either they're relying on an employment or employee pension fund, or they have no structured retirement savings. And, you know, other than the fact that, as we know, so few people can afford to retire comfortably, if at all, it's also important to note, you know, as the tax year draws to a close, that retirement annuity contributions are a powerful tax-saving tool. Your contributions are tax-deductible up to certain limits. So that's 27.5% of your taxable income. And this year, that means you can put away up to 350,000 rand, or 25.75%, whichever is the lesser, of your taxable income. And next year, that's going to go up to 430,000 rand. And that's going to give you a tax deduction. And, you know, when you withdraw, it's a very real saving, because your first 500,000 that you withdraw from your retirement funds when you retire is completely tax-free. Mm. So you've saved tax in a very real way on half a bar, which is huge. And then the rest is taxed, but at a lower rate than what you would have paid. So it is such a crucial tax saving. And the thing about retirement annuities, Brad, is that the sooner we start saving, the better, because, you know, compound interest is such a crucial thing. What we mean by that is, you know, you've got your capital amount. Let's say you put 100 grand into an account, you know, that's yielding a high interest rate. You're going to earn interest on that 100 grand. Then you're going to earn interest on top of the interest that you earned. And the earlier you start doing that, if you put money away when you're 25, you are in so much better a position than trying to start with your retirement savings, let's say, in your 50s. It's never too late to start. It's always worth starting. But the sooner that you start, the much better off you'll be.
Mm. There's hope at the end of the tunnel, silver lining in a dark cloud that's sometimes just hovering over our heads. Now, Erica, if someone wants to lower their tax bill before the 28th of this month, what's one of the smartest moves that they can still make?
Yeah, good question, because we do only have a day or two to go. And for a lot of retirement funds, for example, it's a little too late. You know, depending on who your fund manager is, you know, for it to actually make it into the fund's bank account in time, you're sitting with a problem at this stage. But try if you haven't yet. The other thing you can do is make full use of a tax-free savings account. So if you already have one, top it up. If you don't have one, open one. You can contribute up to 36,000 rand per tax year. Fantastic news in the budget speech yesterday. That's going to go up to 46,000 rand. And what we mean is, when you get dividends on that money, you will definitely get dividends, those are completely tax-free. So, you know, let's say you've saved deducted a bit of your salary, you want to put it into a tax-free savings account, the tax that you paid initially on the amount that you got from your salary is the last tax you're going to pay when you use a tax-free savings account. So it's such a crucial vehicle. You only get to put aside $500,000 in your lifetime, but those annual limits are the real thing. So top up, and that you can do. You should be able to open one of those pretty much immediately. And then if you're very quick, you should be able to make a contribution or top up. And then the very crucial thing is just to double check and make sure that all of your payroll and contributions are reflecting properly on your IRP5 document, you know, the document that you're going to submit to SARS. Make sure that your retirement annuity contributions, your UIF and all your other deductions are accurately recorded on your payslips and your tax filings. And then make sure that all of your records and receipts are in order. Bear in mind that medical expenses, if you have a medical aid, any medical expenses that you pay for out of pocket that your medical aid doesn't cover, so things like doctors, specialists, prescribed medication, and your medical aid contributions themselves, those are tax deductible, along with any work-related travel costs. So for that, you need to keep a logbook, but you know, go back over that and make sure that any work-related travel, and not just to and from the office, you know, because usually that's part of your employment agreement. But if you've done extra travel that you paid for out of pocket, that's absolutely tax deductible. And then a very important thing is to seek professional advice. A tax consultant, honestly, they're worth their weight in gold, because they can really help ensure that you don't miss any opportunities by maximizing your deductions. Might be a little bit too late now to try and find one if you don't have one, but certainly planning ahead for the next tax year, start right now. Mm-hmm. You know, start from the first day of the next tax year, which will be Monday, so that you're so much better off and you know, you're a step ahead for next year.
Erica, so just in closing, for someone, and loads of people that are tapping into the conversation now, but for someone who feels that they haven't saved enough this year, is it too late to make a meaningful difference before the tax year closes?
No, it's not at all. And particularly, you know, we come back again to those tax-free savings accounts. If you haven't contributed the 36,000 Rand limit, do it now. You know, use up, if you've got that kind of money set aside, then put it in as a lump sum. But whatever you've got, even a little is better than nothing at all, because once the end of the financial year closes, that's it. You've lost that 36,000 Rand opportunity, as it were. So do it now, not too late.
Erica, thank you so much for this great conversation this afternoon, for the advice and the guidelines. We appreciate your guidance. Thank you so much. We wish you everything of the best for the rest of the year, and we'll connect with you very, very soon again.
Fabulous. Thanks so much, Brad. Take care.
That's a pleasure. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Erica talking to us over the phone. She's an expert. That's Erica Liebenberg, talking to us about practical tax smart steps that we can take. We can still take this before the year, you know, the deadline. And with the deadline, of course, around the corner, guys, it is always good to know that there are still steps that we can take to strengthen our finances. Thank you so much for the time, Erica, right here on KC Drive with me, Brad.